You reached more. My name is Jacoby. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I was calling. I was just checking. What are you a part of? A lease? The leasing company, or what are you?
Oh, yeah, so Moore is a
leasing
company.
Equipment or something like that?
Yes, sir.
And you, are you hooked? Are you buying out a company or something like that, or what?
I'm not entirely sure.
I got something leased, and I didn't think it was with you guys. I got a leased Bobcat, and I was wondering why you guys are calling me. I think it was with PC something, equipment something. Are you guys affiliated with that, or what?
I'm not entirely sure, sir.
I got an email from you guys, and I was kind of wondering why.
What was in the email?
Pardon?
What was in the email?
Pardon?
It
was,
yes, sir.
I wanted to call you guys about something. Let me look. Let me look. Hang on. I'll bring it back up again here. It was the armature team. They're reaching out to me for ACH payments process with us, financial. If you have any questions, they call customer care. I didn't know what this was. The armature team, what is it?
I'm not entirely sure why those emails. I actually had a call earlier tonight where a customer had the same thing, same email go out. I'm not entirely sure why. Do you have any accounts for more that you know of?
Well, I don't know if I got one. I don't know if you guys got bought up by the company. I leased a machine from a company. I didn't know if it was you guys that have it or who's got it. I send the payment to a company, and I don't remember it right offhand where I send it to. But is it? I don't know if it's you guys or not, and I don't know.
Okay.
What do you guys do for business? Let's put it that way.
Yes, we lease out equipment.
What do you guys do for business? Okay, and that's maybe you guys are part of what I have then. Because I got a piece of equipment leased for my business.
Yeah, that's what we would normally lease coming out to is let's say like a tractor or something like that to people or anything. So that's just an example, but we do lease a lot of the things out. You're not sure if you leased it through us, you leased it through another company?
I can't remember. I don't have the paperwork in front of me right now, and I'm driving, and I just seen it on my email. I'm on the road here, and I guess I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you know, like, your customer ID or contractor ID or anything like that?
No, my name. I could tell you my name if that would help you at all.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Jeff Dillman.
Jeff, can you spell your last name?
Yeah, Duellman.
Okay. And that's, you said Duellman?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as, like, finding out how you find that out, I'm not entirely sure. I honestly think that email that's going out may be some kind of spam email, but I'm not entirely sure what would trigger that to go to go to your email.
See, the company I think is called PC something out of Chicago. It's out of Chicago. I remember seeing that in Chicago. Are you guys out of Chicago or no?
No, I don't believe we're based out of Chicago. I'm not entirely sure where we're based out of, to be honest. Let me see. I'm going to check the website right quick. Because as far as I know, if you were to get something from us, it would say, like, something from Amore.
Yeah.
You'd sign everything with Amore. I don't believe they have any partner companies or anything like that, or, like, subsidiaries that may have you leasing through them that, you know, where Amore would be the father of that company. You know what I mean?
I see. Yeah, I got a new machine last year. And it was it's kind of a lease-to-own type thing, and I'm in excavating, and it's a heavy piece of equipment, and I was wondering what this was. You know, I wasn't sure if there was something to do with it that I'd done wrong or wrote a checkout. Because the reason I'm calling on it is mainly because I wanted to, they don't send it to my right address, and I've been writing them a letter all the time telling them to send this bill to the right address,
mm-hmm.
and they don't. And I just thought maybe that's why this came in the mail, that it would be straightened out, but I guess I was looking for. But evidently, this isn't what the same company.
Right. What I would do then, if the company that you do lease the equipment with, call them in the morning and ask them about it. If they do go through us, you can give us a call back, and we'll explain to you what's going on with that email. Again, I'm not entirely sure why that email is going out. This is the second call I've taken tonight with somebody talking about that email. So I'm not entirely sure why it's going on.
Okay, well,
what's going on with that?
There's so much stuff that goes on those emails nowadays. I'm surprised you're even busy or stuff like this.
Right, I do apologize.
It seems like you get stuff all the time in the mail, you know. And I'm just following through, and I had a little time right now while I'm driving to call it in. I know it's late.
Right, so. I completely understand. I do apologize for the lack of information, you know, that I have myself, since we're only the after-hours line. So normally what we do is take that information and then send an email over, and we have somebody come get back to you in the morning. Yes, sir. So I do apologize for the lack of information. I feel like the best thing to do in this situation would be to contact the company that you do have a lease with, talk to them about it and see if they're in any way in relation to Amore. And if they are, you can give us a call back and ask about that in the morning, because we'll have more people in directly with Amore that'll be able to assist you.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
No problem. Thank you again.
I
do apologize about the lack of information again, but you have a good night.
That's no problem. I have no problem with that. Just following through, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You have a good evening now. Okay, sir. Thank you. Bye now.